Hey, hey, AfterBuzzers and fellow Mirrorballers. It's that time. It's Monday night, season 24 of Dancing with the Stars. We are discussing episode 6, which was all things boys versus girls comeback for the shocking elimination.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, okay now. This is like 8th grade dancing all over again. I just love it. Wait, I just told how old I was.
This was road trip music for me. Like back when you would have the little Sony Walk, not the Walkmans, what was the, you know, you put your CD in it and close the...
Yeah, like, oh, the CD. Yeah, Walkman.
Discman.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, well, we are back and live discussing tonight's shocking episode. It was boy bands versus girl groups. And first of all, let's talk about, speaking of Backstreet Boys, this steamy guest judge tonight, Mr. Nick Carter. But before that, I'm going to introduce myself. Sorry, I'm your host, Tara Tenor, and these beauties to my left, I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, guys. My name is Brooke Lacey, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
Hey, guys. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And you can find me on all things social media at Tara Tenor. But yeah, getting back to steamy Nick Carter. He looks so good.
I know. I mean, I personally was always, I was a huge Aaron Carter fan, I feel like, of the brothers. I mean, let's face it, Backstreet Boys had their time as well. So neither of them did too bad. But taking me back.
Yes. Well, and you know, Nick Carter is obviously very seasoned with Dancing with the Stars. He was on season 21. He was the runner-up that year.
With Sharna.
With Sharna. And I loved sort of the preview into their, like, close relationship. And I thought he was an excellent judge tonight. What did you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was. It's always good to have the vets on. He was very nice, which, you know, I think maybe as a guest judge, you don't want to say anything too touchy. And he's not a professional dancer, so I think it was nice to get his boy band take, but and maybe give them a little confidence boost along the way.
I found he was very fair. Like, he wasn't too nice where you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm just in this seat for now, so I'm just going to give everybody 10s. He was fair, and he also gave really good critiques.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And he also gives some good advice, you know, from someone who's been on the show and was successful. He sort of shared some insight, especially with Bonner. He told him to really kind of let go and open up, which I thought was good advice. But let's dive in to the first performance of the night. Simone Biles performed with Sasha. They did a Samba to Survivor by Destiny's Child. She's amazing. She's such a talented performer. But I thought that it was a little rocky in the beginning, and she sort of redeemed herself halfway through, I think. But I know being sexy for her is still a little bit of a struggle, but which is so endearing. It's fun to watch. But what did you guys think?
Yeah, you go first again.
I felt it's just kind of one of those things where she's trying. But it's just like it's not going to connect until she has some type of life experience. It's like trying to teach somebody something. It's like they don't get it until, like, this is a total random example, but I got a stick shift for my very first car. I had no idea. Nobody taught me. And then it wasn't until I started doing it that I was able to kind of get it. Mm-hmm. So it's like she has to have that kind of experience in that, and almost like the real world for her to kind of get that part of it. It's just that one thing that's missing, and I don't know if she's going to get it before the show ends, because it's more of a life thing. You know, like, kind of think how awkward you were when you were younger, and then, you know, you had some relationships, you got some confidence, and that's all their stuff, and now, you know, probably who you are now versus who you are when you were 15 is, you know, a little bit different.
Well, and you can't fake an emotional experience either. So, I mean, as much as they keep trying to sort of pinpoint her and get her to talk about what it feels like to be sexy or in love, you can't make someone experience that on the spot, as you were saying.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you're saying, it is, the sexy factor isn't necessarily there, but I will give her an A for effort as far as, even though she doesn't quite know the how to emote that the sensual side. She's still giving it a ton of energy. I mean, the smile never leaves her face. So it might not be the emotion they're looking for,
right?
But at least she's still giving something.
Yeah.
And then obviously the footwork and the
everything else
was there. Technically, was incredible.
She's amazing.
Maybe they should do like almost like an acting class, because you remember she was whispering to Normani about they were in the girl group thing,
right?
And she's whispering her to her, and Normani's like, "I'm just acting.
No, it's not real."
So I mean, maybe that she, because technical wise, she's great.
Yeah.
So maybe they can almost take a little chunk of the rehearsal and, you know, maybe do some acting classes.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, I don't know if it's gonna help in 1 week, but it might.
Yeah.
But I did. But I mean, it was such a strong like female performance just from the song choice too, because that song Survivor is like just so appropriate for her, because she's such a strong woman, so fun to watch. And I thought that like element of the performance was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Overall, I think it was great. You know, there's some things that they all have to work on, but but from a technical standpoint, you know, I agree with Lynn, and she's got incredible control. I mean, she would if she, you know, being a gymnast. So
absolutely.
So I'm still a fan.
Yeah. And then the second performance of the night was Bonner Bolton and Sharna doing a sexy rumba to the Backstreet Boys, "I Want It That Way." I love that song. Did that song not bring back so many memories for you guys?
Yep. That, between that and I was waiting for the NSYNC, remember the video with the strings? What was
Bye Bye Bye, was it?
Yeah, I thought for sure they were going to bring that one out. Yeah. But anyway, no, I didn't, contrary to what the judges thought, I didn't think that there was much dancing to it. I thought that with the wall, I agree when Carrie Ann said that, you know, obviously the timing was great because you couldn't see each other, you know, so that element was great. But I felt a lot of it was her doing the majority of the dancing and him leading, which is, you know, there's something to be said for him being a strong support, but at this stage in the game, I think it needs to kind of be the other way around. So what did you think?
Yeah, I think he is the same thing as the last couple weeks. He just trying so hard to get it. He's putting so much pressure on himself.
Yeah.
And I think Nick was the one who gave him the advice to say, like, you know, just relax, take a moment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I loved the dress. The dress was on point.
I agree.
The wardrobe was killer.
But yeah, it was the choreography was amazing. It was just, you know, a little on the jagged side, a little bit stiff. But again, I mean, I don't know how you, it's kind of one of those things where you almost enter the stage and say, "I don't give a," you can fill in the blank, and just do it. And I think he gets in his head too much, and then that kind of stifles everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the group chat up, and Aaron Robinson said, "Color me crazy, but when Bonner and Nick are left, I never thought that Heather would go."
Yeah.
And so I think right now we're finding ourselves critiquing Bonner and Nick coming up, and I think I'm personally kind of wondering, why are we still talking about him? As far as how are they still on the show when somebody as talented as Heather?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know? I know. Yeah, honestly, he was my prediction for who was going to go home tonight. Not because I don't love his story and love him personally. I just, from a dance perspective, I just think he was sort of the weakest dancer at this point. But I actually thought tonight his performance was better than it's been in the last couple weeks. And I thought that he did have, you know, some beautiful lines. And, you know, some of his previous performances have been a little stiff. And we know that he's, you know, recovering from a very serious neck injury. But still, I thought he sort of persevered through that tonight and really showed some more flexibility. And he seemed fluid, and it was a beautiful dance.
Yeah. It's no longer new to him, so he's getting the movements.
Yeah.
It's just that I think I would love to see what either the dress rehearsal looked like or the practice right before the dress rehearsal, if there's a difference between that and the actual performance. Because if we see it almost side by side, I guarantee it's probably better in the practice. Because
why do you think that?
He doesn't have the audience, he doesn't have the cameras, he doesn't have the judges, all that pressure. Yeah. And not to say he's not used to pressure, but it's just, it's a different element. So all that pressure might change.
Yeah. But he also seems like somebody, though, that's sort of fired up by an audience. I mean, he's professional bull rider. Mm-hmm. Like, all that commotion and excitement and sort of being in the moment might maybe have him help him amp it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's so like taking something that, like, say you're really good at one thing and then say, okay, we're going to throw you, you're going to learn this thing. And not only are you going to learn it, you're also going to be in the audience every, so somebody's going to be watching you every single week and you're going to be judged. It's not like, okay, here, have 3 months, learn it, and then come back. So I don't know. I just, it just, it feels like I feel like in practice, he's probably like amazing. It's just a little different. And then, you know, it's just kind of like you kind of, and it's just a little thing. He just stiffens up just a tiny bit where it throws everything off.
I especially notice it in the more comical fun numbers like tonight. Because, you know, they, Sharna was saying at the end that before the boy group went, that she was like, oh, he said that this is the most fun he's ever had. You know, I saw like he was so excited. And in the footage before, you saw him like joking around, and I know we had commented it before
in the
with
packages,
the
Wreck-It
Ralph thing. So I get what you're saying is like when he does go on and it's that performance element of the, whether it be being scored or on TV or whatever it is, there is like there's a little sparkle that goes away, and so I hope maybe, you know, that can come out before the end of the.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he's safe for next week, so.
Yeah, which I totally did not see that coming. I think I'm still in shock, but I'm excited to see what happens next. But the third performance of the night was Nancy Kerrigan and Artem doing a Paso Doble to Free Your Mind by En Vogue. And I know Nancy mentioned this in her package. She was sort of nervous because that combination has been done before in Dancing with the Stars. Mel B executed it
season
amazingly.
Five.
Yes, in season five. And so she was putting a ton of pressure on herself for her performance. And I don't, like, I thought that you could still sort of see that tonight in her Paso Doble. I think that she still seemed a little uptight. I think last week she was very free on Disney night. She seemed to really, like, put so much of her fun personality and kind of let go. And tonight, for whatever reason, she seemed kind of stiff to me. I don't know why. What did you guys think?
So I actually thought, first of all, I know, like you were saying, in the package before, there was that element of comparing herself. And I know she had that challenge, again, in the girl group, which we'll discuss. But I thought that, for her, this was a really big challenge. I think it's the most challenging because, I saw a whole different side of her tonight. And it was uptight, but I think it fit with the Paso Doble. And, you know, like, because it is lively and passionate and a bullfighter's dance, if you will. And so I think it, even though I thought it was a little awkward at points, like when she was staring into the camera, I felt a little uncomfortable, but props to her because she was really going
into
out of
it.
Her comfort zone. So that was nice to see her, like a whole different side to her. So, you know, I think that she had great energy. Lynn said that she was terrific, which I saw some control moments here and there, but as a personal growth, I think it was great to see her, you know, show some a new side.
Yeah, I think she was definitely committing to it. And it's just, I guess you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, she's committing to it, but then it almost it seemed like she was acting. You see what I'm saying? It's like some of the dancers, like, there's some dances or some dancers you think that they're in a relationship.
Yes.
And, you know, they kind of give off the feeling when, you know, they're married and have kids and all this other stuff. So they're obviously acting. So it seems like Nancy's was trying to get into that acting mode. And she got into it. She just, it just,
but
the
it
execution.
Transitioned a
Wasn't authentic.
Yeah.
Or comfortable.
Yeah, the execution of it was a little bit, like, off. Like, same when she was in the cage. I was like, oh, okay. But, I mean, I love the dance. She's too hard on herself. But that's what, you know, people who, dancers or athletes or whatever, when you're in that competition, you've been in the competition for so long and you went to that level, you know, how can you not be?
Right. And like she was saying, she's used to being sort of the professional one. And so she wants to be on that level as a dancer as well. And so I think it's hard for her to sort of come into any situation and not be the expert.
Yeah, you always want to be on top. I was at Orange Theory Gym And I went there, and I'm like, I need to be at the top. And there's no reason. Nobody's competing against me. But in my mind, I'm looking at everybody else's numbers, and I want to be better than them.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very relatable quality because she's so open and honest about it.
So interesting point. We did forget Trini Boy 27. Thank you. Pointed out that Kyle Massey and Lacey Schwimmer did a paso to Free Your Mind in season 11. So it's been a...
Reoccurring combo.
Yeah, I think some of the songs from the last, like, these seasons compared to the other seasons have been played. Especially when it's, you don't have to do it current. You know, you can kind of pick certain songs. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's also rights, too, as far as
what you can. Yeah, I agree. Yes, and speaking of an oldie but a goodie, the next performance was Nick Vial and PETA did a jive to Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys. I love the Beach Boys, I guess. We're California girls, so we love the Beach Boys. But no, you know what? Nick is kind of been the dark horse for me. Mm-hmm. Like I said this sort of at the beginning of our show in the first episode. I was sort of not super excited about seeing him or not really sure what to expect. But he has really, like, rose to this challenge, mm-hmm. I think. And I love how seriously he takes every performance, and he's so committed, and you can just really get a sense of his, like, passion and commitment, and he's also just having fun. Like, it's fun to watch him having fun,
right?
And have a sense of humor about it. And from a technical standpoint, I didn't think it was perfect.
A lot of things missing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But what did you guys think? Were you into it or?
You know, at this point, I said it already, but I think I'm still a little surprised that. You know,
that he's still in the competition.
Yes, really? But regardless, we can't take away the fact that he is. So, with that being said, it was fun. I just think that at this point, it should be fun mixed with some wow factor. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't. It's not something that I'll remember. Like, you know, a few seasons down the line. Oh wow, I remember when Nick did this one. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some hands and messy feet situations, but overall I think he's, like you're saying, he is the dark horse, and it's nice to have an underdog and kind of watch him grow. Do I think he'll win? No, but you know,
you never know now.
But you,
I
yeah,
know
yeah,
well, after tonight right? I'm like who knows.
But with that being said, you know, it's I'd love to, I want to rewatch the first episode just to compare where he was when he started and now.
Same thing, just some... But what I did notice was, like you were saying, his feet were kind of, like, a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it was the shoes, because he looked like he was wearing, like, Converse shoes, which kind of gives you that more of, like, a flip-flop.
Flexible.
Yeah, that flip-flop action, which...
A flat foot.
Yeah, which you kind of, you know, if you're not a professional dancer, you put those shoes on. Like, I'm wondering if that was the case, like, versus more of a stiffer shoe.
Right.
So I don't know if that, you know...
That's a good point.
A tiny bit it might have changed, but yeah, this was not my favorite performance at in everything. I just
I liked the wardrobe though. It was so fun.
Yeah, PETA looked adorable.
But I mean, PETA even talked about in the package how, you know, really, like, you know, Nick was sort of saying how he's sort of worried because he's, you know, kind of stuck in the middle and you know, consistently at the bottom, and she was really emphasizing, and I think this is true, and it proved tonight with the results that, I mean, the show isn't obviously about who's the best dancer, right. per se. The show is more about, you know, people connecting with your personality and really watching your journey. And from that standpoint, he has really come out of his shell, I think, and improved a lot as a dancer.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So. Absolutely. Sure. So in the you know, spirit of the show, I think high five for that.
Yeah. But yeah, and obviously to the next performer is on a whole nother level. I think we would all agree that Normani Corday and Val did a salsa to When I Grew Up by the Pussy Dolls. I love that. Yeah, love that song. So catchy, so fun. And I love that she said that, you know, she practiced doing that dance sort of her whole life growing up. And sort of this big moment for her to perform this on Dancing with the Stars and really rise to the occasion. And I thought it was amazing.
Well, she looks incredible. I know we have a photo. She was definitely feeling it. And you could just see she, you know, the confidence.
Yes.
She exuded confidence. And so my biggest thing, I put that this was very in her element. Mm-hmm. Like, if this would be, to me, it was like Fifth Harmony did a cover of, you know, Pussycat Dolls when I grew up.
Right.
Which is great. And obviously she killed it and I loved everything about it. But right. I do see Lynn's point when he was like, I could have dealt with a little less hip hop and a little more salsa.
Right.
Just for the purpose of the show. Not that I didn't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of that with like the when she was dropping it and
that was my favorite part of the dance.
Oh,
I loved it. Her big solo moment.
I absolutely loved it, but I guess, contrary to what I'm saying, it mm-hmm. is girl group night for her, so you can't expect anything else. So,
right.
So, I think she showed off what she's got, and for that, I think it was great.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually funny because in one of her videos, or one of their videos, Fifth Harmony Work From Home, they were like a construction site type thing. Yeah. So, I didn't know she was tying it in or a little ode to her girls. But,
I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah. I mean, it was hot. It was just kind of funny because in her dance, she did do a hip hop element, but it seemed to work. Obviously, Len didn't like that. But Heather also did that in her dance too, but I didn't like that. It was just kind of like it just seemed like in Heather's dance, I know we'll get to that, but it just seemed like it's like, oh, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. Whereas with salsa, it seems like it still is able to blend in. But I definitely see where Len was coming. She did do a lot more of
her own content,
her own thing versus, you know, the dance. True. But she nailed it either way. So.
Yeah, let's see. Who said? It's a good point. Mrs. D said the song did call for that type of dance. Yeah. So I get it. Like it was a pop song.
Yeah.
It was a girl.
Yeah,
know.
It didn't make it choppy or anything.
No, it flowed. Yeah. And it's funny because it seemed like, and I don't know if that this is true, but it seemed like she got a little bit more dancing time than everybody else. It just seemed like her.
It was a longer performance.
Yeah, than everybody else, all the other contestants. So I wonder how, if they told them that, or it's like, hey, we need to fill the show because there's, I don't know how that. It just felt like her performance was a little bit longer than everybody else.
Yeah, I agree. That's an interesting observation. Okay, and then the next performer was David Ross and Lindsay, and they did an Argentinian tango to NSYNC's I Want You Back. Love that song too. And you saw a different side to David tonight. Mm-hmm. He was so serious and very hard on himself, very critical, even in his package. And they kind of got into it a little bit.
You're not my coach. You're my...
Yeah.
I think we all had the same reaction.
Yeah.
But after,
but
whatever
he corrected
he said, he was like, you're
himself,
my partner. Yeah. And I think that was... I did respect that because it is a partnership.
Well,
you know,
and, I mean, you know, they edit those packages to be as controversial as possible.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he was a little upset with the way that they edited that because it kind of did come across a little jabby, but I don't think he intended it that way.
No. Well, and it was even really funny at the end when Carrie Anne was like, what's going on? Is there something wrong? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, this is just me. I get serious when I try to be sexy and sensual. I guess it doesn't work.
I know, but that's why we love him, because he's so sweet and self-deprecating. As
well, and I guess it just goes to show you, no matter the age, I mean, he's the oldest man in the competition, and Simone is the youngest, that people still, you know, like, struggle with different, no matter the age, connecting to different things, no matter the life experience.
I think Nick was the one who pointed it out in one of the performances where he said, I think he was complimenting Rashad, and he was saying that, you know, with athletes, it's so interesting because, you know, athletes, they put in all this work to their sport, and then some of them, you apply the dancing to it, and some of them get it, and then some of them don't. And he's like, there's never a middle.
Yeah,
so it kind of feels like that with, you know, like Simone's getting it, but she's not getting it entirely. And the same thing with David. Like, he's getting it, but then, you know, there's certain weaknesses here and there, like the seriousness of it. However, what I did like and why I feel like he should have got more points for was that lift. Even though it was shaky, I found that the choreography was a little bit harder, more difficult than the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Not to say it was easy the last couple of weeks, but it felt like she threw in a lot of different things. He did a lot of lifts. Lots of steps. And one lift was shaky, and I almost felt like he was going to drop her. But all the other stuff, there was a lot more lifts that he got and he nailed that, you know, I feel like he should have got a higher score.
I agree. Yeah. I thought that this set, there was 3 7s, which I thought that I would have given him 8s across the board more so than...
I always find it whenever at the end, like Bonner had a 30, and then to see that he had a 30 and then David had a 29, like I feel it should be opposite, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so I did, it was kind of the same thing, the trend of the evening of, it was something very different. We're used to seeing him very smiley mm-hmm. and lots of energy. And so mm-hmm. this was, you know, I would have liked to have seen some different facials or like a better, more of a connection, but I don't think it was about the effort. I think the effort was there. It wasn't connecting, like we've been saying.
Yeah.
You could tell he was trying so hard, and you know, like he said, that's like dancing with his daughter.
Yeah.
So,
it's like
yeah,
the same,
they have a different dynamic.
Yeah, it's like almost the same thing that Simone is the same issue that Simone has, but the only difference is that I guess he just didn't have, like, that's his personality. Like,
yeah.
Some people come off very, like, we were talking about it at work, and it's like some people, they're just always sexy. There's something about them that they're always
yes.
sexy. You know, like, they could just be in their pajamas and they're sexy. And then there's some people that, you know, one day it's like, oh, you look good. The next day you're like, oh, okay. Like, you can vary. And then there's some people who just don't get it. Well,
right.
I mean, no.
It's true, though.
But
like,
you put on a full face of makeup. You look
yeah.
great. And then you take your makeup off and you're like, oh, okay, you're normal. Like, but
yeah.
there's some people take their makeup off. It's like, oh, you're still gorgeous.
You still
I hate
it.
You. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, speaking of sexy, the next performer, Rashad Jennings and Emma Ooh. Slater, that was steamy, did
mm-hmm.
a tango to Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops. That was just such a fun Motown-esque performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I love the combination of like that era with tango. That was sort of unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's amazing.
Before I talk about the actual performance,
mm-hmm.
I love his attitude, and I love the packages at the beginning for showing that.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that he, you know, when he did that, he was talking about, you know, I'm grateful. Because I forget, he's still training. He's still training for
yeah.
the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's just got Dancing with the Stars, which is already enough,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I love that they showed that he brought, you know, that he brought Emma with him
to
the field.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so funny.
It just goes to show you, he is working his tail off, and he's just got this great attitude. Like he said, you won't hear him complain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for that, I already went into it being like, I love you, Rashad.
Yeah.
I agree.
I thought it was a very footy dance, if that's a technical term.
Oh, you'll find out in the chat.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know it's not a technical term. That was sarcasm.
It's okay.
But I think he's got great technique. Obviously, there were some points here and there, but I definitely think he is still one of my favorite contenders for the whole competition. I think he's got the mix of the skill and the technique,
mm-hmm.
but he also has the attitude and the drive to match it. And I just think
Absolutely.
He's not what you would expect to win from the beginning. And I think I always root for the underdog in that sense, you know, whereas some of the others,
yeah,
they have a little bit of training here and there and
yeah.
whatnot. So that's my thoughts.
What did you think?
I had him in my, you know, kind of upper, they're going to make it to the end, and obviously we don't know because, you know, we had a surprise today. But I like the dance. Yeah, the funny thing, too, on top of that, having such a positive attitude, he's a free agent. So he doesn't really even know if he's going to be on a team.
True.
And the fact
right.
that, you know, he's still doing this, which is, you know, it could be for different reasons, but he's still doing this. He still has a smile on his face. He's not stressed out the fact that, hey, I might not work, you know,
yeah.
here.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's a whole another issue too, but he has it.
Yeah.
Like he
yeah.
has that same thing that Nick was talking about. Some people get it, and like he's one of those athletes who get it, who got
mm-hmm.
it. So, you know, I just enjoy
yeah.
his performance.
Yeah, he just has so much natural charisma, which
mm-hmm.
I mean, like you're saying, that's just something that you can't teach. You either have that or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how he's just so confident with delivering this positive message,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't ever seem preachy. It
right.
just seems so
authentic.
Genuine and
mm-hmm.
authentic, and coming from it. And he's just a
like
great,
going by example, leading
yeah,
by example,
great role model. And okay, let's talk about the last performance of the night before we got into the group competition. Heather Morris and Max. I I mean, I loved that. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. They did a rumba to Waterfalls by TLC. I also love TLC. I'm pretty sure that was my first CD. amazing. But yeah, the first perfect score of this season. Mm-hmm. That was obviously a big deal and a great way to sort of welcome Max to the competition because he's been out for the count because of his calf injury. Mm-hmm. And back tonight with a solid performance. I loved it. It's such, I don't know, I'm still just so sad that she was eliminated. What did, I mean, it's like hard to even talk about her performance because it was so good.
And yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I think that's because I honestly didn't take many notes because it was one of those performances where I just watched the whole time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any thing to really critique. And I think it was a nice blend of a challenge for her, but it was also in her element.
Yeah.
You know, with Roomba, it's supposed to be like smooth and sassy, and it just seemed, you know, they always say like a professional, somebody that can do something really hard and make it look so easy, and that's what this was to me.
Yeah,
and so I was just like, my jaw is still on the ground because it doesn't make sense to me. I know somebody in the comments previously said that maybe it's a ratings ploy because I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but.
I forgot to check to see. Sorry to cut you off to see who the fans on Twitter, like who has more fans than who, because that also plays a huge role. Yeah, not necessarily followers, and that also plays a huge role who votes.
Mm-hmm.
So you
that's
know,
so true.
I really, were you done? Sorry.
Okay, no, go okay. for it.
I really love the performance. It was great. It was just that mid part where they did the. I mean, I like that.
See, I liked that.
See, I found like it. We were sitting together, and she did it. I'm like, oh, don't.
Yeah.
And I found that she did, the last time she did that was when Max was there before he got injured. She hasn't done that.
He kind of keeps wanting her to do that.
Well, I don't know if he. Well, I don't know. I don't know. She suggested. She feels comfortable in suggesting to. Whereas she, I didn't like it. And again, I liked it when Normani did it, but. I don't know. That was the only that was the only thing. But she deserved the score. It's not to say I would have docked points for it. It was just more of a a critique, a preference thing.
Well,
but
and
great performance.
And Nick Carter said it was his favorite dance of the night. And I don't know about you guys, but I kind of want an excuse to wear that outfit.
Oh my gosh, that outfit was so great.
I mean, look at so the thing is I always grab these photos before the show, but since it's fairly live to us, it's really hard. So I even did some digging, and I'm sorry, but this back
cute butt shot,
this so backside shot was the only one I could find.
I mean, whatever. We all know. We all watched it. And her outfit was amazing, and I thought it was like so appropriate too. How they did sort of this storyline about like her switching partners too. That was like a fun
and the water at the end.
Yeah, like, and she poured water in his face. That sucked for him. But,
I know.
Actually, I was kind of like, oh, that maybe took it a little far.
Yeah,
because like he did a great job.
Yeah,
Alan did a great job, and it was like, and then he got dumped.
Yeah, and then it all sucks, and then she got kicked off the show because of the performance from last week, and so I don't know.
I know.
You know. I would feel kind of.
And I read, I just saw like the headlines today when I was, I have this like Google alert for Dancing with the Stars news. And I saw this headline from her. She's been blogging for people.com throughout her experience. And she was nervous going into tonight for whatever reason. I didn't get a chance to read the entire article, but it definitely said that for some reason she was feeling nervous going into tonight. So I don't know if she had some weird premonition about what was going to happen, but she looked shocked when she was eliminated.
Yeah, did you think in that moment when it was between Nancy and her,
thought it was Nancy.
I don't know. I thought it was a toss-up because both Nancy and her performance last week was really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt like Nancy seemed a little bit more nervous, but she was trying to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could definitely see on Heather's face, like, she was definitely nervous. So, I think if it was against, Nick or Bonner was there, then whoever was on the other side, whether it would have been Nancy or Heather, they wouldn't have been as like
nervous. Yeah.
But yeah,
well, that was what was interesting is so the second round of competition was you know, boys versus girls. So all the guy celebrities were on, you know, the teen boy band. Mm-hmm. And then there was the girl group. And, you know, before they did those performances, they announced which team was safe.
Right.
And I think we all assumed that the team that would be safe was the girl group.
Yeah.
Because they were the top four on the leaderboard from last week. So I was just assuming that they were going to say that the boy group was...
bottom four were all safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, was at risk. So that was like the initial shock.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like that shock carried through to the girls' performance because they all seemed a little out of sync.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
for me, at least.
But, okay, so I know it is about dancing, you know, but for me and the girls, there were moments in the girl group routine where I was like, who's the professional, who's the, you know, I mean, it was seamless, it was beautiful.
Right.
But then the guys' routine, I just, it was so much fun. Like, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think there is something to be said for that performance element,
yeah.
You know, and that factor that can't be taught or perfected. It just comes out and might not have been the most technical, but I think it had so many fun elements. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I think hands down the boy band
they did
group
a really
performance
good job.
Was way better. But I just wonder how much of that was because of the shocking, like, you know, elimination results.
Right.
That's what I mean, right? I mean, I feel like everyone was sort of confused by that announcement.
It felt like with the boy band's performance or the guy's performance, it felt like even before that in their package, they just gelled better.
Mm-hmm,
therefore, so obviously you have the element that we're all safe so we can have fun, so it doesn't really matter until next week. But it felt like they just gelled better, whereas the girls are like, you know, you have, because Nancy had mentioned it, I think a week or two ago, where she had a whole bunch of young, like, dancers around her, and she's like, you know, all these young dancers, and,
She
was comparing herself. So I think she put herself in that situation again, so she already has that nervousness. And then you add the other element of, you know, wanting to be perfect, and then, you know, Simone's kind of going through her own things, and then you add the element of, oh, one of you guys is going home, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed, and both groups had some missteps and, you know, some issues going on, so it wasn't like it was a perfect performance on both sides, but yeah, the girls just seemed like they were lacking, so.
Yeah. Or maybe they were sort of overconfident going into it, and so they didn't sort of fine-tune the performance as much as maybe the guys did. It seemed like the guys were really hamming it up. Like, they knew that
this
performance...
Oh, my gosh. When they took... Well, not they. When Rashad took his shirt off. Yeah.
All I can say is, I don't know. I mean, they are on Dancing with the Stars, and yes, a lot of people do spray tan, but I noticed that looked like David Ross maybe got a spray tan.
You know, he had a week to prepare. So
did some crunches.
And by, you know, the rest of American standards, he's really, really good compared to, you know.
Oh, he looked. Amazing.
But Rashad, the D'Angelo cut, that was amazing. That was really good.
Yeah, that was good. But I mean, both performances. I love when they do those team competitions because it's just fun to see how everybody blends together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's less pressure, so it has the opportunity for your personality to come out more, which is what I was expecting from Bonner. I thought maybe since it's not just the two of them, you know, and it's kind of at the end of the night, this fun, I thought that then he would really come out of his shell, but I still kind of felt like he was holding a bit back. Did you think?
I didn't think he was. I think he was. He went for it as much as his body could. That's what it felt like to me. Like, he's not going home tonight. It felt like, you know, he was doing. But again, the certain moves, like when they're grinding on the chair, that's, you know, that's a lot of hip action. That's coordination. Yeah. That's.
But he did a good job.
Did a good job, but compared to Rashad.
We weren't looking at Bonner. We were just looking at Rashad.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing. I loved it. So entertaining. But I think, like, sort of the conclusion from tonight's episode is that, I mean, so much of the show is based on votes from fans.
Nobody is safe.
I mean, because Heather going into this, into tonight's episode was, I don't know, was she in third place? Third or fourth?
Say that again.
Was Heather in third or fourth place going into
last week? She
episode?
Had a score of 34, so she would have.
I think she was in fourth place, maybe.
So she was.
Well, she was in the top four.
She was in the top four.
But yes, yeah. Obviously top four. So she was, I think, third or fourth. But, it's amazing. So, I mean, gotta go vote, you guys, for whoever you really want to win, because that really matters.
Yeah, but it just seems like that's every, you know, competition. Like, the one that I really, really remember, which is not Dancing with the Stars, but it was, I believe it was American Idol, where, oh my gosh, what's her name? Oh my gosh, she came in like, she was voted off, and she ended up winning, like, she was in Dreamgirls. Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she got, you know, voted off because I think the power went out in her city. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like one of those things that it's...
There's
it's,
so many things that...
Right, so many elements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So power was an issue tonight. We had
that was for the girl
power
group.
Power was an issue, yeah.
So, it was just too hot.
I know. So, I mean, we're getting close to the end of the season, you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're past the halfway point. So what are your sort of conclusions at this point? I mean, after the, like, curveball tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't know what to predict. But if I'm going off of what I would think, I would think that Nick or Bonner will go home next week. But that's also what I thought last week.
Right.
Because of dance ability?
And just in comparison to the other contenders, I think that it would only be fair, you know, with some of the others' capabilities and talents. Mm-hmm. As far as, I don't have a winner pegged yet. I don't have the one person that I'm really rooting for.
Because
I love different ones for different reasons, and I'm not quite to that point yet to where I've decided who I think my top one will be.
I think it's also the dances that they get and the choreography and stuff like that. That's going to play a huge role. So, like, for instance, Simone gets really, you know, less sexy dances, and she's able to do her flips and all this other stuff where that's in her element, then, you know, she can break through. Obviously, Normani is pretty much strong in everything.
Right.
So she's definitely... A front runner, but Rashad's there too. And I think Nancy, you know, she's definitely, like I said last week, she's definitely a dark horse, but she's, as we've seen her package, she's a hard worker.
Absolutely.
And even though she gets down at herself, you know, some people get down on themselves and they don't come back from that. Like, they're still kind of beating themselves up.
It's part of her process.
Yeah, she gets down on herself and she starts again. So, I mean, and then another dark horse, David. You know, like, based off of what... like I said, the next dances that he gets, it's almost the same as Simone. If he gets a certain string of dances where it's not necessarily the serious type dances, I mean, he could be another dark horse. I mean, I don't see it, but anything is possible.
Yeah.
I agree. I know there's so many... I mean, honestly, I think this is a really tough season because there's a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like some seasons of Dancing with the Stars, there's like this like definite tier system.
Right.
But it seems like as the season has gone on, like, people, like, continue to rise, you know, and which keeps it exciting.
Yeah.
But Heather was definitely in my top pick for, like, a winner.
Yeah.
So now I'm sort of confused.
She wasn't in my top pick for the winners.
Really? She was in my, like, top... three. I feel like I have a top three or four, which I'm not going to say.
It felt like she was just always kind of like she's had good performances, and obviously maybe, you know, the partner change might have been an issue, but it just felt like she was always kind of in the middle.
I know. Do you think that she's going to attribute, like, Max not being her partner consistently to her elimination?
I hope not.
I know. I hope not, too, for Alan's sake.
Yeah.
That would be a bummer.
And I think it's about... her, not because it's not a question of whether or not the professionals are talented,
right?
You know, it's almost like she's getting double the the teaching experience, different things from different teachers. So, you know,
and Max was pretty hands on, even though he was MIA, he was definitely,
and he's probably really pissed,
I'm sure,
especially
after getting like the first perfect score, of the season.
And he's a feisty one, too,
very, very feisty.
So, I'm sure we'll hear more.
I love his comments. Like, they don't even make sense sometimes. With the, like, the tutu and the mayor. You're like, what? Where are you going with this? But it's so entertaining. Okay, you guys. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Absolutely.
But be sure to tune in next week as we discuss Dancing with the Stars.
Movie theme.
Movie theme. That'll be a good one.
Taking it to
Hollywood. Always is. I'm Tara Tenor. You can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenor. And this is
Brooke Lacey. And you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, and also keep those comments coming. We're all reading them on YouTube. Yeah. And make sure to give us at least 5 stars or better. I think 5 stars is the best anyway, but if it's below 5 stars, don't bother. So give us all that on iTunes.
Well, thank you so
Thanks
much, guys.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Ciao.
Have a good one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.